Satnam, hello? Satnam, hello.
This
Hi.
Is Sudhir with me. How are you?
Good, lady. Good to hear
you. Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Yeah. Who else is here?
Sadhnakar.
Hi, Sadhnakar. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad everything went really well for the, what do you call it, the installation, the activation?
Yes, yes.
Good.
It was fantastic. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad for that. Who else is here?
Kehar.
Hi, Kehar. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. Thank you. And who else? Is anybody else here? Oh.
Hello, it's Hari Inder.
Hi, Hari Inder. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. I'm glad you're with us.
Whose voice was that?
Huh?
Whose voice was that?
That was me.
Oh, okay.
Glad to have you.
Thank you.
So, anybody else?
Amrit.
Hi, Amrit. How are you?
Doing okay, considering.
Okay. Good. Bless you, dear.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Tomas and Rahmani.
Rahmani and Tomas? Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome. And who else?
Sadhanam.
Hi, dear. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Good. Anybody else?
Guruama.
Hi, dear. How are your kids?
Good.
Oh, I'm so glad. If they're good, you must be good.
It's always good.
Great. Great. Okay, so let us tune in. Please sit straight. Long deep breath. And relax as you do your long deep breath. Relax as you do your long deep breath. And while you do that now, just rub the palms together. Bring up a little heat. And then palms together and pushing against the mind nerve, which is at the sternum, in the middle of the chest. And we are going to do our tuning in mantra for protection and guidance. This is how we do Kundalini Yoga. Okay, so inhale. Long deep breath, we're going to begin heart breath, which means long deep breath from your belly through your nose and exhale Feel as though you're exhaling out of your heart center at the middle of your chest. Open your heart. Let it just feel happy and open and clear. And let go of the things that scare you. And be committed to living in this happy, more pure, contented place. Knowing that all is taken care of for you. Good. And now please send out heart breath. Heart breath to everyone on this call, whether you're on the telephone or whether you're listening to the recording. Feel the unity, feel the compassion, the connection. And now, send out that beautiful heart breath to everybody in the whole universe who needs this, who needs this essential healing breath. And inhale. And exhale. Good. And welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Bubba City Jones is here. He's usually like, let's get going this minute. He's like in a hammock right now. He's having a relaxing time. And he says, and you must also have a relaxing time. He says, this is the most fun period of the day. He says, I get to talk to you all, and you live in the most high consciousness, and we just enjoy each other. It's as though he's on a Caribbean beach, and he's sipping his beautiful fruit juice with a little umbrella in it. Okay, so, sir, what do you have to tell us? He says, my command is for you to relax. Okay, sir. So please tell us more about this. He says, relaxing is the beauty of life. Now, he doesn't mean that you get your mind, he says, this is not saying that you get your mind all screwed up, you work hard, he says you self-defecate. What does this mean, sir? He says it means you poop all over yourself. He says you have such bad ideas of yourself, and you scold yourself, and you warn yourself, and you and you continue the generations of disprogress in which you hurt yourself. He says, and you tie yourselves up into little bitty knots, and you think that this is the way you should go. He says, did anybody ever tell you that? He said, did any one of us ever tell you that? He says, no. He says, the place of pure contentment is where relaxation is. He says, and to let go of those old deprecating ideas, those old voices that hurt you, that make you feel that something terrible is going to happen at any moment, and especially if you don't do this work and that work and get yourself all mangled and stressed out. He says, that is a falsehood. He says, how can you possibly reach this total state of grace, this total state of understanding, of blessedness, of experiencing yourself, of allowing yourself as the God to experience this incredible earth, this finite adventure, if you do not relax? He says, that's what you came here for. That's what you opted for. He says, of course, you know, in your total God wisdom, you understood that you were going to go through many, many years, many lifetimes of being cut off, shut off, hurt, squashed, and so on. He says, yes, that is the cycle. But the cycle is coming back again. For anybody who dares to listen to these calls, you're on the cycle, on the return journey. He says, on the return journey, you switch. You switch from being tied into a knot. He says, you unloose it. He says, you remember that little guy Gumby on the TV? He says, you unloosen the knot that you have been tied in so that you can ease out, so that you can stretch, so that you can feel the warmth of the sun on your face, on your chest, and on your tummy. He said, you are immaculate beings. It is time for you to return to the pure knowledge and the pure blessedness and the excitement and the joy of understanding yourself as pure, blessed beings. He says, that's it. He says, first of all, would you like to forgive any ideas that you have that you are not that? He says, let's start there. That's pretty basic. He says, so please do long deep breath. Long deep breath. And let any idea that you are not purely blessed, that you are not, that you are anything but the God Self, that you have any foul-mouthed ideas of who you are, what you are, and what you are doing, forgive them. Forgive them. He says this is the prayer of Jesus. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. You know not what you do by beating yourself up. Forgive. Forgive. But all of those misguided ideas, those ideas of very little worth, let them come up and forgive them. Such as ideas of, I deserve to be beaten. Forgive it. And from this forgiveness, now begin to allow this. He says, it's your essence. Allow this essence. It's a coziness. It is a sweetness. He says, if you have ever experienced treacle, which is British delight, it's a syrup. He says, it is an amrit. It is a nectar. Allow this sweetness to flow. Allow the sweetness to flow. It's not the kind of sweetness that makes your mouth all kind of pucker up. It's this very blessed sweetness that has a kind of a fruity background. Kind of a honey background. And that is you. That is you in your blessed contentment. This carries, he says, all of your prenatal vitamins and minerals. What he's talking about is on the subtle level. It carries all of the nourishment. It is the prana of who you are. It is the prana of your spirit, of your being. allow yourself to expand into it. Allow yourself to know who you are. By knowing, it's not only intellectual, but it is a feeling in your whole body. He says, you know when those other voices used to come up? You know how you would cringe and get tight? He said, let this nectar flow and let it ease. Let it bring ease to every part of your body. You feel any tightness? Allow that pranic nectar to ease. Ease the stress. Transform it to flow. He says, feel the blessedness in this. Feel the beauty in this. He says, guess where that beauty resides? That beauty, he says, resides in every corpuscle, every cell of your own being. He says, let that beautiful energy, that pranic ease, flow through every bit of your body, every bit of your energy system, which are coexistent, he says. Understand that this is not just a gift given to you, but this is the gift of who you are. He would like you, please, to claim, to understand, to accept, to reside in that identity. This ease is who you really are. And now allow this beauty of ease, let it move through every bit of your psyche, every part of your mind, your memories. Allowing your reactionary self, the part that expresses and feels difficulties, allow it to feel ease. Knowing this is who you are the God Presence. And as you meet up with resistance, simply bless it, forgive it, because it has brought you a wealth of knowledge. And now is the time to forgive it, allow it to be forgiven, so that you can accept all of the qualities, all of the bounties, all of the goodness that you have developed when you have been in the difficult state. It is like magic. It is a transformation. And continue the transforming process. Ease, ease, ease. He says, if you need help in doing this, he says, I'm right here with you. You just call on me. He says, I'm your bobsled of ease. Understand who you are. When you are in this ease, he says, you are not a lazy being. quite the opposite. When you are in the state of ease, you allow all creativity, all action of the infinite to flow through you. Without the ease, he says you can only operate from your small, cut-off, worried, and stressed self. You become a closed circuit. You are not open. You are not open to the infinite being of who you are. You are not open to the possibilities, the very graciously provided, creative, supportive, graceful abilities, potentials that can flow through you.
He says, yes, Anandji.
Hello? So it's very, very important. Very important that you stay with this kindness, this ease, this understanding in this space. Be who you are. He says when you live in the stressed out state, the exhausted state, the state of why me, the state of hypervigilance, he says you lose the creativity that naturally flows through you. Now, he's asking you to take this beautiful ease, this prana, this breath, and move it right down into the center of Mother. He says, we've talked about this before. He says, but please, make it your habit. Feel the prana move right down into the center of Mother. That is Mother Earth. He says, Mother Earth is a total consciousness which creates this Earth generation layer. He said, if you only knew the magic of Mother. He says, but now allowing your energy to move right down to the center of the earth and allowing it to flow back up again. In continuous cycle. Continue a cycle. Know who you are. He says the blessing is all yours. And when you claim that blessing, do you know what happens? It activates these arches of light among you, between you, throughout this whole universe. And most specifically, through the earth and through the humans of the earth, the human consciousness of the earth. What an incredible freedom you gain in that. Feel the gift. Feel the preciousness. As you feel the preciousness, be sure that you are in the ease. If there is something that is stopping you, something that is holding you from being in that ease, feel it. And listen to what it is. Listen to what it is. And now ask if you may forgive it. Let it be forgiven. And ask now that it may flow. That it may accept the flow. that you may accept the beauty of who you are. That you may accept the love, the pure, unending love of who you are. That love which totally loves you, and that love which totally is in love with the life on this earth. He says, remember, you always have the ability to switch to this capacity. You always have the ability to switch to this capacity. You are not bound down by chains, even though sometimes it feels that you are. He says, just join me in my hammock, in this gentle breeze by this blue water on the white sand. You are the blessing. You are the knowledge. You are the God who lives here. So in respect to your true self, in respect to your true self, why would you burden it? No matter what the, he calls it, the exigencies of your life are, no matter what the patterns and the actual happenings of your life are, well, why would you stress the God of you? Depend upon the God of you to take care of you, to take care of the situations, and live in the ease of the wonder and the flow. Allow yourself to be connected. Good. And now he says, please count your blessings, the blessings that come from this beautiful and extraordinary place. He says, let them come up. Mm-hmm. Let yourself know the blessings that arrive from being who you are. No matter what, be who you are. And breathe. Being totally grateful to find out the great secret of who you are. And continue this, he says. Continue this throughout the day, throughout the night, for the next week, month, year. This is your whole lifetime. Your whole lifetime. Be this ease. Being this ease, he says, is the way you capture, the way you create, the way you become the great flow, the incredible unity, the openness, and the unexpected, expounded and expanding blessings. This is how they come to you. They come to you in ease. They cannot come to you when you tie yourself up. And continue the flow. fully incorporate this flow in your being. And now coming up, continuing this flow, while you're coming up to everyday consciousness. In everyday consciousness, he wants you to keep your eyes open, continue the breath, and feel the ease, feel the ease. In your everyday life, look around where you are. Feel the ease of it. Your interior and your exterior are not separate. The flow is the same. He says, welcome to your life and have fun with it, he says. Welcome to your life and have fun with it. Good. And so now he says, my dears, this is the time when I would like you to share experiences, questions, comments. He says, who can step forward in their ease?
I can.
Yes, Amrit.
I, with all the ease and everything, it's always been very important to notice the miracles that you don't truly see and the blessings that you don't truly see, as well as the ones that you do, because they happen all
mm-hmm.
the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's true. Are you feeling the ease?
I am in the ease, yes.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that, dear.
Me too.
Now, who else can share?
I have a question, Sri Gyan. This is Rahmane.
Yes, dear.
If we're in the presence of, say, a relative who is very hyper and kind of filling the whole sound space with fast, kind of frenzied energy,
mm-hmm.
it's just to breathe and be at ease in that space, or
yes, dear.
Or to try to say something to invite them into the ease.
He says, your pranic energy is very powerful. To say something would only feed into their knot tying process. Do you understand? Whatever you say, they're very, very clever, and they can move that into their own upsetment, their own disqualifying conversation. Do you understand?
Yes.
So what you do is you do this breath, this ease, and remember to move the energy right down into the center of the earth, move it back up again. Move it through your navel center, your place of power, and through your heart, up through your 10th gate, and move it down again, and continue the cycle. He says, be very aware of staying in this power cycle. It's not power over, it is pure power that offers a place for them to finally reside, to rest and to relax, which is a place they don't normally have. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you.
Good, good question. He said, and see what happens. He says, we'll have fun. He says, then if a question or a comment comes up to them from that place of ease, then you express it, but you cannot express it with your head or your judgment, because it'll backfire on you. You understand?
I've experienced that.
What?
I have experienced the backfire.
Yes. I think most of us have gotten that in some form. Good question. Thank you.
Yes.
Now, who else can share? else? One more.
Satnam City Gyan, this is City Sabik.
Oh, hi dear, how are you?
Good.
Good.
I just wanted to express that I'm happy to be here, that I haven't called in for this often.
Oh, I'm so happy you're here too.
I'm.
So did you have an effect with this?
Oh, yeah.
Can you share it?
Well, just the rooting into the earth and the ease was a beautiful thing to feel and to take with me.
Mm, how wonderful. Good. So you can just carry it into your everyday life and make your everyday life, he says, supernatural. Make your everyday life be supernatural. He says it's yours. Play with it. Have fun with it. And I do want to introduce Siri Sabik. She's going to be teaching Gurmukhi with us online. Can you believe it? Isn't that wonderful?
That's very wonderful.
Yeah. So we're just, stay tuned. I'm still in the process of putting together next semester's schedule. Good. Okay. So God bless you all. Stay in ease. No, it's more like be the ease, and that's who you are, and that's how you be the God of who you are. So God bless you all. Okay. Oh, by the way, tell all your friends and relatives to join us, okay, or invite them to join us, you know, either on the call or listening to the recording. Okay, so now, palms together at the center of the chest. With our beautiful closing song, sing it to one another and receive it from one another. K-Heart?
Inhale.
May the Lord shine upon you all around you and all of you find within you, find your way on, find your way on, find your way on.
Inhale. And bow to that infinite ease, which is your own treacle tickling you. God bless you all. Sat Nam. Talk to you soon.
There again?
Yes.
Just called twice while I was on the phone here.
Okay, so since this is being recorded, would you call me back?
Yes.
Oh, no, I'll call you. Okay.
Okay.
Good. Bye. Okay, Sat Nam. Bye-bye.
Sat Nam.